there are over 8 billion people in the world and almost 5 billion social media users. And the question nowadays is, how does your brand stand out in a noisy digital marketplace?
Welcome to the Measure Success Podcast, where we feature top leaders on how they measure success in their business and life. Now, let's learn from their experiences.
Carl J. Cox here. I'm the host of the Measure Success Podcast, where I talk with top leaders about effective strategies that inspire success. This episode is brought to you by 40 Strategy. 40 Strategy is built to make strategy work for small to medium-sized businesses and organizations by designing world-class strategic plans, but more importantly, helping keep them accountable to actually get it done. To learn more, go to 40strategy.com. We're also excited. Our book, Lost at CEO, has been released as an Amazon bestseller. We encourage you to go out to amazon.com. You could also find it on Audible and barnesandnoble.com as well. With that, I'm really excited to have our guest today. He is Vladimir Butsvadze. He is built his personal brand before started speaking about business and social media, and he's definitely a true practitioner at his craft, which you're going to learn today. He's currently ranked as the number one global marketing thought leader by Thinkers360. He mentors at Techstars, serves on the advisory board of the United States Artificial Intelligence. He's been featured on Forbes, Bloomberg, Business Insider, MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance. He's even been a judge at the Webby Awards. There is many other things he has, including 130,000 individuals who follow him on social media platform. Vladimir, welcome to the Measure Success Podcast.
Hi, Carl. It is a delight to be on your podcast and thanks for inviting me.
Yes, thank you and welcome. So, Vladimir, why don't you give a little bit more detail behind what you do today? Share with our audience how you help out your clients, helping out on councils, et cetera, to help people get a better part of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Carl. You know, there are over 8 billion people in the world and almost 5 billion social media users. And the question nowadays is, how does your brand stand out in a noisy digital marketplace? You know, it is very tough to stand out nowadays because our consumers no longer trust and believe our ads, and they are very skeptical because more than 750 million consumers have ad blockers on their mobile devices. So it's all about storytelling. It's all about authenticity. It's all about building connections with followers, audiences online. You know, as for example, Elon Musk directly communicates with millions of Tesla's owners on Twitter, and he builds a relationship with them. It is a great example for the rest of the world to directly communicate with consumers, to build trust, to communicate and to share our insights with them, you know. So as a marketing influencer who built everything from scratch through sleepless nights, perseverance, persistence, resilience, and long-term thinking, because I believe that I'm a long-term thinker and I have actually reinvested every penny into my growth. I have built up my website, and for a few years, I have forgotten to keep up with Jonas's, and I was only focused on my career growth. I'm very single-minded when it comes to business, because I only want to focus on my business, on building my community. And it's all about turning a following into a strong community, you know. So as a marketing speaker, judge, advisor, and consultant, I inspire audiences to build their personal brand, to stand out in a noisy digital marketplace, to connect with their consumers, actually to be in a branding and marketing business, not in sales business, because so many people are oriented on short-term success. They are very sales-oriented, but my clients are oriented on the long-term growth, long-term success, because they create content, because they build their personal brands, because they become more curious to connect with their consumers. It's a digital age, you know?
So this is a great challenge that you're talking about here, right? There is a difference between just trying to sell a product or service versus creating a long-term brand. So yes. What are some of the key tips that you help provide your clients so they can really stand out? What do people have to do today in this busy marketplace so they're known?
Well, you know, it's all about creating content that is in the followers' best interest, you know, because so many brands, executives create content that is in their best interest. So consumers and audiences don't care what is in their best interest, you know. So our content should resonate with our audience, you know? So we need to enlighten, educate, and entertain our consumers through different kinds of content. As for example, you are in a branding business, marketing business, because you position yourself as a media company, because you invite, you run podcasts, because you invite amazing people, experts to your episodes, you share actionable insights with the world. That is what builds your authority. That is what builds your reputation, you know? But, you know, I travel all over the world. I work with the top brands, startups, you know? So the only takeaway from my speeches, from my mentorship sessions is that, I mean, they take action, you know? Because if you, for example, watch keynote speakers, marketing summits, you will see that they are doing press releases when they are speaking, you know? So it's all about providing value. It's all about humanizing your brand. It's all about caring about your consumers, caring about your audiences, you know? I mean, when I embarked on my journey on Twitter, I had 200 followers in 2014, but I was optimistic, you know? I'm a long-term thinker, and I was showing gratitude every time someone was paying attention to my content by retweeting, liking. So communication dictates everything that is going on in this world. If people don't communicate with the world, they are going out of business. And you know what happened with Blockbuster, because they invested their money in a backward-looking advertising and they went out of business, you know, because they disregarded consumers in the digital age, you know. So it's all about caring about, it's all about listening. You know, so many marketers say that social media is all about broadcasting, you know. I disagree. It's all about listening, because we need to listen to our consumers, you know. So if we are talking all the time, it makes no sense. We need to listen, you know. When I'm active on social media, I listen to my consumers, you know. I know consumer behavior quite well because I'm very close to my consumers, audiences. I know consumer behavior quite well, what is happening on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Instagram, and the other channels, because I have my active presence, you know. Nowadays, so many people talking about they are consumer-centric and they don't spend their time on what consumers are doing online, you know. But conversely, I spend my time on what consumers are doing online. That's what sets me apart, because I know their psychology, what they will be doing in the next 5 years. So when the market comes to me, I'm always the biggest leader. Because why? Because I'm very close to my audience. I listen to my consumers. I care about them. So if you care, you will achieve anything in business, you know?
I think that's a great point that you talk about. And once again, it's not about, as you said, it's not about you, but it's about what your clients, your consumers care about, and you're listening to them. So, and you gave some examples, right? You are actually in there and you're listening and you're connecting with them. How much time on average are you spending, let's just use one, Twitter as an example, right? Or X.
Well, Carl, you know, social media personal brand building is very demanding. You know, so many people think it is a walk in the park. No, it's very hard, you know. I mean, you need to cope with everything that is going on in social media world, you know. Just imagine that you need to be ready for everything, you know. You need to have thick skin. You need to respond to everyone's questions. You need to care. So if you choose positivity, you will build a great audience, you know. So from 2014 to 2022, I had been working 16 hours a day on social media to build my credibility. I wanted to be visible across social media channels. That's why I quit the rat race. You know, I told them that my time belongs to my dreams and goals, so I'm going to build my personal brand, you know, because it costs $0 literally to build your personal brand. Because if you wanted to reach global audiences like 30 years ago, you had to pay millions of dollars to reach global audiences through traditional marketing channels. But it costs $0 literally to reach global audience. Nowadays, everything is available at your fingertips at no cost. You can reach millions of people through content creation, through storytelling, through connecting and communicating with them, you know. So how Tesla capitalized on Elon Musk's robust personal brand, because Tesla does not have an advertising department. So whereas Mercedes-Benz spends $945 per car on advertising. So nowadays, Tesla spends $0 on advertising, and Tesla has higher market value than Mercedes-Benz and the rest of the brands, because Tesla is a market leader. Why? Because of the strong personal brand of Elon Musk, you know? So personal branding nowadays is your brand. People, consumers, don't care about your logo, your motto, your slogan. They care about you. You need to humanize your brand, you know? Unfortunately, so many brands treat social media like TV, mobile, TV, outdoor, radio, magazines, you know? They think that consumers don't have a voice on social media, but social media is the only platform, is a history of marketing communication where consumers have a voice and a reaction, you know? Everyone was pushing their message in traditional marketing channels because they were pushing on TV, on the radio, on billboards, on magazines, you know? So they still think that they need to push on social media. It's all about pull. It's all about communication. It's all about humanizing your brand. Everyone needs to put a human face on their brands to communicate directly with their consumers and their audiences. For example, why Brian Chesky, co-founder of Airbnb, has been one of the biggest disruptors in the last 14 years, because he directly communicates with Airbnb's users. Do you remember anybody from a big hospitality brand where their executives are open-minded and they downloading social media channels to directly communicate with their consumers? I don't remember anybody, because they are in their ivory towers. That's why they don't communicate, and they are still pushing a traditional advertising like traditional automakers, and they are wasting their billions of dollars on backward looking advertising. They are getting nothing in return, and they are going out of business, you know?
So why do you think organizations continue to do traditional advertising?
Leopards don't change their spots. Because it's true, right? Because formal education is a sinking ship. Someone puts their MBA degrees on a pedestal, and they studied marketing strategies that worked 20 and 30 years ago at top business schools, because we know that so many executives are very proud of their executive MBAs. They utilize those outdated marketing strategies that they studied at business schools that worked 30 years ago, and they apply those outdated and obsolete marketing strategies to their businesses. That's why they no longer win consumers' attention. Nowadays, it's no longer about big or small, Carl. It's all about fast versus slow. Fast is startup world, and slow is corporate world. It's like a Goliath versus David, you know?
Yeah, I find it super fascinating, once again, of what you're sharing. And I think... Yeah. The perfect example, right, is the paradigm shift. And you've mentioned a couple of times here, Elon Musk, right? You know, just the significant difference that he doesn't spend, you know, Tesla doesn't spend any money directly on advertising compared to, what was that comparison you said, versus the average?
Mercedes-Benz spends $945 per car on advertising, you know? So nowadays, Tesla has higher market value than the rest of the automotive brands, because they are boardroom-centric and competitor-centric. And Tesla and Elon Musk are consumer-centric. That's why word-of-mouth marketing has driven Tesla's success, not traditional advertising, you know? Word-of-mouth marketing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that word-of-mouth advertising has been known for years, right? But it's hard for advertisers to make money. You know, it's interesting, Vladimir, I've been doing some Google searches recently. And you'll do something, you say, okay, how many times you have to connect with somebody before they know, as an example. And yes. And you'll get 2.2 billion results that will say you need to give, as an example, 7 to 8 impressions before somebody will know that you exist. Well, what's interesting is when you try to get the source data behind that, you can't find it, because people are just continuing to repeat the same thing. It isn't necessarily true. It's just the Google truth, so to speak. And Google, of course, benefits from you paying for advertising. Right? Inherent bias, right? Of advertisers, yeah. That they want you to do traditional means because that's how they make money. And that is, quote unquote, the perceived truth. But what you're talking about is some of the best, once again, using the Tesla example, using what you've been doing, success has come from effort.
And consistency. Versus,
yes, that's right. And actually developing consistency, effort, and then actually creating connection with your real clients, right? And yeah. That's a significant difference. I think it's fascinating, once again, as you talk about that. So one of the challenges that people are going to have is like, they're like, Vladimir, I don't have 16 hours a day and I don't have 10 years to wait. So how do you help an organization kickstart, right? And accelerate, if they can, their connection on social media? How can they do that?
They should put all their TV, billboard, radio, and magazine money into social media. And actually, to apply those money to actual consumer on social media, you know, it cost effective. You know, social media is cost effective. It does not cost as much as traditional, because traditional TV advertising is overpriced nowadays, right? So a person spends more than almost 7 hours a day surfing the internet, and almost 3 hours using social media, more than 2 hours watching television. So people use more social media than TV on a daily basis, because everyone's attention is on mobile devices. We live in a mobile only world. There are 5.6 billion mobile users. So we should be in the eyeballs and ears business. So wherever eyeballs and ears are going, we need to go there in order to tell our story. Marketing is all about creating customers, right? So if we have a practical, actionable marketing strategy, then we can connect with consumers. We can win their attention. We should start showing gratitude. We can directly communicate with them. We need to show more curiosity if we want to improve our product, you know. So those startups that become unicorns are those startups that have a strong social media presence, you know. For example, Brian Chesky is very active on Twitter. That's why he has built Airbnb and disrupted established hospitality brands. I mean, because it's all about agility, you know, it's all about acting fast. It's all about thinking in the long term and to constantly reinvent yourself. And I think Amazon has some important lessons that every business can learn. First, it's all about building a great experience, you know. Second, it's all about consumer centricity, customer centricity. Third, it's all about reinventing yourself. The brands we admire, they reinvent themselves all the time. You know, Nike, Harley Davidson, Airbnb, Tesla, these brands reinvent themselves. So the fourth lesson from Amazon is all about being experimental. And because Jeff Bezos said that if you double the number of experiments you do per year, you are going to double your inventiveness, you know. The last lesson from Amazon is all about thinking in the long term. Because many brands think about what happens in the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, whereas Amazon thinks about what happens in the 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you know, because customer long-term thinking is a part and parcel of Jeff Bezos and Amazon's success, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of Amazon, one of the favorite things that Amazon does and Jeff Bezos helped put into place is they will have, when they are going through a product idea or a concept that they want to put in from a strategic planning perspective, and they'll put a chair, an empty chair in the room, and that empty chair is the customer, right? Often, even in, as I'm facilitating strategic planning, it's amazing how many times people don't view from the customer perspective. They're only viewing from their own perspective. This is what we think we are. This is what we think we do, versus going, this is what the consumer really wants. Because at the end of the day, if the consumer is not buying your product, it does not matter, right? Yeah. You know, all your strategies are just going to be worthless as you go through it, and you won't end up creating the value.
Yeah. So social media has become 24/7, 365 commitment. You know, I mean, you have to listen to your consumers all the time. But it is very dismal, gloomy, that when I read interviews of top marketing experts, when they talk about that social media is all about broadcasting, you know, social media is all about listening. We need to listen to our consumers, you know. So TikTok is amazing. You can reach organic reach on TikTok is outstanding. I mean, B2B, LinkedIn is the best platform for B2B. Twitter is only human-centric social media platform, you know, where you can join conversations, you can break the ice, you can introduce yourself to other people. Twitter is how I have established myself as a leading marketing thought leader, keynote speaker, advisory board member, that I now work with entire elite business and technology world, like Techstars, Plug and Play Tech Center, UCLA Anderson School of Management, UCLA Enterprise Innovation, you know. I advise boards. Because why? Because Twitter has put me on the global map. I never spend any dollars on promoting my profiles or on advertising, because organic growth has been the linchpin of my growth, you know?
Are there times when it does make sense to do in social media to pay for advertisements on social media?
Well, you know, I'm a human being, you know, so I rarely spend my money on advertising, you know, because it's useless for me. It's a dime a dozen. So many people advertise and they get nothing in return, whereas people create content, people show gratitude, people connect emotionally with their consumers. You know, it's all about emotional connection, Carl, you know, emotional connection, because emotions drive brand building, brand loyalty. Because, for example, I think the best example of emotion in marketing is Harley Davidson, because Harley Davidson has community, Harley Owners Group, right? Because yes, more than 700,000 riders go to Sturgis to attend festivals together, because Harley Davidson brings community together, you know, about enthusiastic riders, right? So it's all about sales. It's all about branding. You know, it's all about bringing community together, bringing people together, you know? So even if we build our personal brands on Twitter, it's all about bringing people together. You know, it's all about building a great community. It's not about building a huge following, because many people think it's all about building a huge following. They rarely showing gratitude. They rarely connect with their consumers. They don't care. They don't care who follow them, and they live in their ivory towers. Literally, they don't communicate with them, right? So because they are in their ivory towers. But people who are down to earth and people who are not on their high horse, they communicate, connect with their followers emotionally. So emotions drives your personal brand building. And I think everyone needs to strike while the iron is hot, to make hay while the sun shines, to connect, to create content, to show more curiosity, to show gratitude. And I think these are key components that that can truly put you on the global map, you know?
All right, so I'll always love to ask the question, in your business of what you do, yes, how do you measure success?
Well, how I measure success, it's a great question, you know? When I speak at global events, you know that people are very indolent when it comes to creating content, you know, because when they email me like a few months later, a few years later, you know, Vladimir, I attended your keynote. I started utilizing your marketing tactics and I started building $1 million marketing agency because of your insights, because of your passion, because of your drive, because your emotions. You know, this is my best success. This is how I measure my success, because of my impact. This is my impact. I don't care about money, you know? It's all about value I provide. It's all about actionable insights I provide to my audience. To what extent my keynotes are actionable, high impact, future proof, that people can take away something meaningful from my keynotes to build their personal brands, to build their confidence. Because there are so many factors nowadays in the world that truly move people backwards, you know? I mean, but I want to move people forward. I want people to become more confident. I want people to attack success with mobile device in their hands to build their personal brands, to create content, to build something meaningful, to set up their blog posts, to tell their story. So marketing is all about storytelling. We need to tell our stories. We can achieve anything, you know?
Absolutely. No, I think that's a great, I love it how you, once again, you're showing success is based on your client success, right? At the end of the day, yes, that's what's helped creating value. And I love it how you—
Yeah, of course, that I have been ranked number one in the world. Of course, advice board all over the world. I mentor, I'm going from strength to strength. I mean, I have made breakthrough, I have gained momentum, and I'm firing on cylinders. But, you know, I mean, my impact is at how people utilize my tactics to build their businesses, you know?
I love it. So now let's go to the personal side a little bit, Vladimir, because I'm kind of curious. You are a high energy person. And if you, anybody who's working the amount of time that you have been doing consistently, what type of habits do you do on a consistent basis to make sure that you can do your best performance?
Self-awareness is very important for me. Positivity, optimism, long-term thinking, curiosity, lifelong learning, creative thinking, then agility, you know, and resilience also, because there are some moments we need to cope with some things in order to move forward, because life is not a bowl of cherries, right? As they say. So life has positive side, negative sides, you know, So I believe that there are some ingredients that truly shape my success. Also empathy, also active listening, also authenticity, you know. So there are so many ingredients, you know, attention to detail, you know, such elements truly drive my success, you know.
As you've been developing throughout your career, what has surprised you as you've built up success?
What surprised me that actually education degree no longer provides a positive ROI, and it's all about self-education on a daily basis, Carl, you know, to be competitive, to reinvent yourself, to be show more curiosity, and to never rest on your laurels. I always look to my laurels. Well, you know, I mean, if you studied a business school and if you stop making progress after graduation, then you rest on your laurels in your entire life, you know? So Jim Rohn said that formal education will make you living and self-education will make a fortune, you know? So it's all about self-education, you know? Everyone I know in high places, they are all about self-educated, self-made, you know? So my success is also self-made because I was pushing, I was learning, I was climbing, I was reinventing myself. So I have created something out of nothing because I was curious, because I was I wanted to rub shoulders with successful people, because I did not want to be a next brick in the wall. I wanted to stand out, you know. I wanted to stand out. I wanted to build something meaningful, you know. I'm now 36, and you know, I have almost reached the peak in my career because I won more than 200 global awards. I have been a guest more than 50 podcasts. I'm judging Webby Awards. I'm mentoring at tech stars. I work with 20, 30 speakers bureaus throughout the world, you know. I am advising boards. I'm speaking at events. And I see that I can't be disrupted by AI, you know, because I will still be in high demand in the foreseeable future because I have emotional connection with the world, you know. So it's very important to have emotional connection with your world, because if people don't have personal brand awareness and they don't have emotional connection, they will be replaced by artificial intelligence in the foreseeable future. And you know, according to the World Economic Forum, 85 million jobs will be replaced by AI by 2025. How people are going to stand out in the future if they don't create content, if they don't position themselves as a media company, if they don't reinvent themselves, you know? And if they depend on a traditional resume, I'm sorry, but Google is your resume nowadays, you know, because whatever people see about you on Google, that is your resume. And these results truly can make or break your career, you know.
So I like to ask that, even though I think you may have mentioned beforehand, but I'll slightly different. So for yourself, not your business side, but for yourself, how you measure success on a personal side?
On personal side, how happy I am, you know, because I think happiness is my ultimate success, the definition of success, you know, because if I'm not happy, I'm not producing great results, you know. So I always try to be happy, to be in my element, to be on cloud nine, to surround myself with right people. So you need to be in the right place at the right time with the right people. So you need to make tough decisions in your life, because there, if you don't think positive, then there is no way that you will move forward, you know. But if you think positive, if you are happy, if you are empathetic, if you truly believe in yourself, because you need to believe in what you are doing, you know. So I have always believed in what I'm doing, that I have always been dexterous, hardworking, always diligent, you know. So I think that these ingredients, that my happiness, my optimism, my outlook, you know, so that I'm very honored that I have my audience globally, that I was building from scratch. I have been featured in magazines. I have told my stories through different kinds of content, Carl, you know, whether it was tweet, video content on YouTube, podcast, magazine appearance, or whatever I was involved in. I have told my story, you know. I have told my story. I received great recommendations after my keynote speeches. And literally, I'm a builder to the core. You know, I'm builder to the core because it's not about selling. It's all about providing value, caring about my audience, caring about my consumers, helping them as much as I can. Of course, you know, we need to have emotional connection with our followers and to build this a big following into a strong community, you know?
Vladimir, I appreciated the wisdom that you helped provide. And one of the things I always love to ask all our guests is, what is a book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Atomic Habits by James Clear, you know? Yeah, you will get 1% better, because I love this book. James is one of the leading pioneers in our world. We all know him because he provides value, and I truly enjoyed, you know, reading this book. I was inspired to get 1% better every day, not to rest on my laurels. And it's all about self-improvement, you know, and it's very important to show curiosity and to become a lifelong learner, you know.
Vladimir, this has been an outstanding podcast. I love the energy that you bring. I love it how you are trying to make a difference out there in the community. Help us to, what are some ways that people connect and learn more about you?
Well, people can visit me at VladimirBozwadze.com, where I provide speaking, consulting, teaching, coaching, mentoring services, you know. Also, they can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm open to new connections. Also, follow me on Twitter at Vlado Botswadze. And also, I'm also available on Instagram at Vladimir Botswadze. So let's connect and build great things in the future, you know?
Vladimir, thank you so much today for being a guest on the Measure Success Podcast.
Thank you.
Absolutely. To everyone who's listening, we hope you've appreciated and have been inspired by Vladimir's story. I think it's incredible what he has done, has built up through his career, and how he's making an impact out there in the world. As we always like to say, wishing you the very best in measuring your success. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Measure Success Podcast. We'll see you again next time to learn from the best. Remember to subscribe now to get future episodes.